I'm Patrick Chirrel from Belgium. More than 30 years ago, I wrote a book, A New Space-Time Dimension. I found that the Maya and the Egyptians knew a theory about astronomy that is not known by astronomers today. It concerns the sunspot cycle theory. In a few hours' time, the amount of energy from the sun, the output will increase tremendously. And then a big solar storm with trillions of particles will be thrown to the Earth. And that will destroy the magnetic field of the Earth. In short, a shock wave from particles is coming to the Earth that falls into the magnetic field of the Earth. At the moment that the inner core starts turning 180 degrees on its head, all buildings on Earth will be leveled down completely. It's 9/11, but then on worldwide scale, in less than 1 minute, nothing will remain. Then all volcanoes in the whole world will go off immediately. And after that, while the rotation of the Earth is stopping, you will have a tidal wave of more than 1.5 kilometers worldwide, because at this moment the speed of the Earth at the equator is about 1600 kilometers an hour at the equator. That stops and it reverses the rotation. It's a difference of more than 3,000 kilometers an hour in one day. Now, if you are moving with a car and you stop, you are pulled forward. The oceans at that moment are pulled forward, and that is the reason why we have this tidal wave. It happens every 11,500 years. Schlossmann wrote 12 books in French about that, and just prior to the publication in English, he had an accident and died. So they were never published in English and nobody knows about it. I only know about it because I've read the books in French. Now, Albert Schlossmann, he said, look, he said, nobody will believe this, but there is proof in Egypt. Looked at proof in Egypt. He said, yes, there is in Egypt a building called the Labyrinth. And that building was described by Herodotus. Herodotus was an ancient historian. So Herodotus visited the Labyrinth 2,500 years ago, and he wrote about that, because I bought the book of Herodotus. It's 700 pages thick. And he said, look, he said, I've seen the pyramids. Very impressive, he said. But he said, I am now in the labyrinth and I'm walking here for hours and hours. This is the most amazing thing I have ever seen in my whole life. It consists of 3,000 rooms and 2 stores. And I am only allowed from the Egyptian to visit one, the upper level, and not the under level, because the secrets of Egypt are there. So, and after reading that, I knew where I had to be. If you go to the temple of Dendera, then you see that the age of Pisces ends and it doesn't go to Aquarius. So it's at the end of this time that the cataclysm will happen.
And that's the correlation with the Mayan calendar.
And that's the correlation with the Mayan calendar.
Okay.
Because the Egyptians knew the same theory like the Maya did.
Okay, but what you're saying, in essence, sounds like the end of civilization as we know it.
Yes. We will be completely wiped out. Only a few million people in the whole world will survive this.
And these people will be where?
You have to be higher than 2 kilometers, far away from volcanoes, and earthquake resistant. And also, if you are in South America, and you are on a high mountain, and you are pulled equatorward, then the mountain will collapse. So that's a very hard place to survive. Nobody can survive in Holland, England, or Belgium, because the tidal wave is 1.5 kilometer high. It's described in the Bible. The Bible, everything was underwater. It's not only in the Bible. You can see on our website that there are stories from a worldwide flood, and that everything was underwater.
Yeah.
Nobody can explain that. But if you have a reversal of the rotation of the Earth, okay, explanation complete.
Is it possible that this theory could be wrong?
No, absolutely not.
Why not?
It's because a pretty strong statement.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I was also on the Belgian television, and I stated in 1990, look, the universe has to expand with an acceleration. And everybody laughed at me. And they said, he's nuts. And only 8 years later, they said, the universe is expanding with an acceleration. That was in complete the opposite from the other scientists.
Okay, then what are you saying will stimulate the sun to create this, you know, solar flare such that it will engulf cause the shift?
Yeah.
What is acting on the sun that's going to cause this?
It's a natural cycle. Every 11 years you have a change in the magnetic field of the sun.
11 years?
11 years, yes.
The sunspot cycle.
The sunspot cycle.
Yeah.
Now, at the northern part you have the plus first, and on the southern part you have the minus first, and they change after 11 years. So that after 22 years you have the same plus again on the sunspots. Now, I was able, as the first in the whole world, to correct that the Maya knew a theory to describe the sunspot cycle. It took me years to find it. Now, in the last 2 weeks, I was able to prove that the sunspots indeed change from plus to minus every 11 years. And everybody who is interested or is a good mathematician can ask me the theory, and I can send it to him.
I think Maurice Cotterill says something similar.
Yes, he says something similar, but it is based on his ideas, but he made several faults, and I have corrected them. I found at least 5 faults in his theory, and I needed to correct them. So, and now I am able to calculate an 11 sunspot cycle theoretically, and no astronomer in the whole world is able to do that.
Understood. Just by coincidence,
yes,
a few days ago we met Paul LaViolette.
Yes, I met him also.
Yeah. Very intelligent man, very interesting man.
Yes.
And of course you understand his theory about galactic superwaves.
Yes.
Which influence the sun in this simple, in this periodic way. So he's describing a possible mechanism to create the kind of thing that you're talking about, I think. Is that right?
Yeah, but I in fact, the end result is the result. It's about the same, but he doesn't believe in a pole shift, but okay. We are talking about a cataclysm. Only fault he made, I sent it him, I spoke to him last year, we met in Rome about the conference, about 2012, and I gave him my theory, but he didn't have time enough to study it.
Okay.
I am now trying to push several mathematicians. Already one of the best mathematicians in the whole world has said that the theory is right, but he doesn't want to release a statement, because he said, if I release a statement that this theory is right, then we will have worldwide panic in a very short time. Because everybody will know then that the Maya countdown with this theory, and that the theory is right, and that's more than enough.
Do you believe that the governments of the world know this?
No, because they don't know this theory.
Okay, this theory of the sunspots, you say it's happening every 11 years.
Yes.
So we go through this.
No, that's a minor reversal.
Yeah.
But with that theory, you can calculate a major reversal. And that happens every 11,500 years in mean. There are longer and there are shorter cycles. So, and that is what is important. And that is what we will have to find in the labyrinth in Egypt. Mm-hmm. We want to find the study of the sunspot cycle from the Egyptians, and then we can calculate exactly the day that it will happen again.
So it's pretty important to get that information from
yes.
the labyrinth.
Yes, yes.
So when will the water be pumped out? To get
if everything goes all right, in 2010, around October or something like that.
Hmm. Why isn't this in every newspaper? I mean, this is incredible information about the labyrinth.
But because Dr. Hawass doesn't want to release the results.
Of course. Yeah,
yeah. I have more. I can't say about it. Because what did we find at the Giza Plateau?
Okay.
Right. I was with Polish friends at the Giza Plateau scanning there in 2006. The end result was released and it was said we have found tunnels that could lead to precious tombs. And then in 2007 the whole Giza Plateau was scanned, but no results were released. But I know that they found several caves. And Herodotus wrote in his book that Cheops wasn't buried in the pyramid, but that he was laying around the Giza Plateau on an island.
I remember that. Yeah, I remember that now.
Right.
That's interesting.
Right.
Okay.
So I know more, but I can't say it.
But they are doing a tremendous amount of digging around the Giza Plateau right now.
No. There is,
seen it.
Yeah, not a tremendous amount.
Oh, yes. There are huge excavations happening. Right around the large pyramid, right in the outside, right in between, near the Sphinx is here, the large pyramid. It's in this area. There are huge... it partitioned off.
Since when are they doing that?
I was there, I think it was
April 2006.
2 years ago. Yeah, 2006.
No, I know about that. No, that are small diggings. Because it's not allowed till 2012 to do large diggings at the Giza Plateau.
How do you know that?
Because that's a law in Egypt. It's not allowed. Till 2012. Why? I don't know, but it's 2012.
That's interesting.
Yes.
Okay.
So Zawi Hawass knows everything, does he?
No, he doesn't know about 2012, because my friends, the Polish, were excavating at the labyrinth till 3 months ago. And then Dr. Hawass found out between the connection from 2012 and the labyrinth, and he stopped the excavations. And they found already several things. So there were, I think, 80 Egyptians excavating there. The Polish weren't excavating, but they were paying for the Egyptians to excavate it. So Hawass stopped the excavations, and then the Egyptians took over. So that is the latest what
they
I know at the moment.
Are there photographs and films of this?
Yes, the Polish have. Polish, yeah.
Is this released? Is this available in the public domain at all?
Part of it was on their website, but they had to remove it from their website from Dr. Hawass. I don't know at the moment because I didn't have time to correspond with them the last week, so don't know.
Okay, but I want to get back to the sun and also ask you... what is acting on the sun to create this cycle, you call it, that's happening every 11,000
years? 11,000
years.
It has to do with the speed of the equator field and the polar field. If you look at the sun, then the speed of the equator field, you see the sunspots moving, is about 26 days. And at the polar field, that you can't see from the Earth, it's 37 days. Now, I am asking myself since more than 13 years, how could the Maya and the Egyptians knew the speed of the polar field while you can't see it from the Earth? I have no clue, I have no idea. But they studied the sun for thousands and thousands and thousands of years, and so they must have seen something while they were doing it, and being able to calculate.
Are you familiar with Zachariah Sitchin's work?
Yes.
And what about the idea that the Anunnaki were involved?
No.
No?
I don't believe it. I believe, I have 10,000% evidence that there was a high civilization on Earth that was destroyed by a power shift. And we will find the evidence in the labyrinth, because we will find the Hall of Records, where we can find how the Earth looked like. Because Antarctica was without ice. There are maps from Antarctica without ice. And that we will find in the labyrinth. And then everybody will say, wow, we have only a short time to live. What are we going to do? And at that moment, I think the worldwide economy will collapse in 2 weeks or something like that. That's my expectation, because everybody will so baffled that they will say, oh, everything is over. Why would I work? We will stop. We will enjoy it. We have only a very short time left.
How long have you known this? How long have you thought you know this?
I knew this from September 2006. I had absolute proof then. Because I read the book from Maurice Cotterell, The Mayan Prophecies, and then I saw that his theory is not known by astronomers today. And then I started researching, and then I found about the books from the Frenchman Albert Schlossman that had translated that there was a high civilization on Earth that was able to calculate the last polar reversal. And then I connected the dots between the Maya and the Egyptians, and then I said, look, there is something in the theory from the sunspot cycle that has to be found. So, and I was now able to crack a large part of that, and that is why I am so sure, because this theory is not known by astronomers today.
What's been the response of people to this? Because this is going to be quite hard for some people to listen.
Yes.
To this. You must have had this reaction many, many times.
Yes, nobody wants to believe it. And they say, look, even if it's true, we don't want to believe it.
What about the underground bases that the governments around the world are building? Don't you think that perhaps they know something about this theory? I don't know if they would agree with you completely, but do you think that the bases are with the idea that they might survive?
They have no chance of survival, because the earthquakes will be so large that there will be cracks in these underground bases, and the water from 1.5 kilometer will go through those cracks, and they will kill everybody that is inside it. So now you have in Norway a vault that will be completely destroyed. No doubt about it. You have to be higher than 2 kilometers.
Sure,
and that's the only way to survive.
But they're trying to protect against something. They built the seed vault at Svalbard, isn't it?
Yes.
They built that because they knew something.
It's possible that they know a lot more. It's possible, but I doubt it, because they don't know this theory. But I leave it in the middle. But even then, if they know something, then they make terrible faults, because I don't want to be under the ground when there is a tidal wave from 1.5 kilometers.
Yeah.
Sorry, yeah?
So do you believe we have alien visitors on the Earth at this time?
No, I don't believe that. I only believe in a high civilization that is already hard enough to understand for everybody in the whole world.
Meaning a high civilization that came from other planets?
No. On Earth, that was able... Look, we have a high civilization at this moment. Now, when the cataclysm hits us, all computers will be destroyed. Only books will survive. If you have to restart from scratch, then that maybe will take another 10 or 12,000 years before we have another high civilization that will be destroyed then again in that new cataclysm. Now, how fast are we completely destroyed? 1 hour. Because in 1 hour, an electromagnetic pulse will destroy every computer. Nothing will remain except the books. Do we have books above 2 kilometers? Only on a few places on Earth that are higher than that. But most of that will be destroyed in the earthquakes. And then there will be rains. What will remain from what we know now at this moment? Almost nothing. So, you want to restart something easy. You want to make iron. Do you know how to make iron? I don't know. I need a book for that. Do you know how to make... look, you have tooth pain. Now, you need something to release the pain. Do you know how to make it? No, you don't know. Do you understand the problems?
Sure. All of a sudden, you're in the Stone Age.
The Stone Age was better. Okay. Because there will be no sun for 40 years. There will be a dust of cloud around the Earth for 40 years from the volcanoes. If you have seen the documentary from Yellowstone Park, then you will know that if there is a large eruption from a supervolcano, that there will be a dust cloud around the Earth for 4 to 5 years. Now we are talking not about Yellowstone Park alone, we are talking about almost all volcanoes. So there will be a dust cloud from 40 years around the Earth. Okay. No food, no heat, nothing. Now, nobody believes in a high civilization on Earth. And I have absolute proof of that because...
Well, I found they believe in Atlantis, right?
They believe in Atlantis, but ask a scientist and they will laugh. Yeah, yeah. I have only one proof at the moment that there was a high civilization on Earth, and that is the sunspot cycle theory. This theory is so incredibly complicated and not known by astronomers today. That is the absolute proof. That is the absolute proof.
Okay, now, let me ask you a sort of existential question, if you like. If it's so hopeless, why are you even telling anybody? Because it sounds like the kind of thing that nobody can do anything about, even if they knew exactly what was going to happen.
There's no.
Nothing that people can do with the information.
No, we have a survival group, mm-hmm. and we want to survive on several places on Earth. So the Sierra Nevada in Spain, especially somewhere, a place in Namibia or South Africa or Tanzania or Ethiopia. Hmm. Because there is another problem. We have now a large part of the world covered with nuclear plants. They will melt down. So it is impossible to live or to survive in Europe and the United States.
And that's why you're looking at Southern Africa.
Yes, it will be contaminated for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. Mm. Now, that is not the only problem. The major problem is that the fuel that has been used for the nuclear plants is at several places at the moment, and it is cooled down. Cooled down. Eh? Now, if the cooling stops, that disaster will be larger than the melting of all nuclear plants. And I asked a specialist about that, and he said, if that happens, I don't know if humanity can survive.
We heard from somebody, and I don't think... How about Australia? Is Australia a place to...
It's the high places are natural parks, so you can't build survival bunkers there. So... pretty hopeless, I think.
Not even inland? I mean, I guess inland you just got desert and you can't really...
The tidal wave is everywhere 1.5 kilometer high, at least. I think it is,
okay, this is
even nearer to 2 kilometers.
This is based, though, on a reversal on the sun first.
Yes.
Is this correct?
Yes.
So if this reversal does not happen, or if it's smaller... In other words, some of the predictions have talked about CMEs,
yes.
Corona mass ejections hitting the Earth, but they will only hit certain parts of the Earth momentarily, and so that it's not an overall
situation.
No.
There is no doubt about what I am describing. It will be worse than I am describing, because the magnetic field of the Earth is now so weak that it can be easily overpowered. In the 60s and the 70s, from the last century, you could read in the popular scientific magazines and even in the real scientific magazines that the North Pole changes in the South Pole on the Earth every 11,500 years because they found core reversal dates. Now, that what they knew has disappeared, that knowledge. I don't know why, and then they changed their mind and then they said, no, it happens every 250,000 years or every 500,000 years. So they're just completely wrong. And I don't know why they changed their mind, but the data are still there. And if you look in the scientific magazines from the last century, you can find them. And they are described in the book, not by fire, but by ice. And there you can find
Felix.
Robert Felix.
Yeah.
And he describes the articles where you can find them. So he has also a new book out about what is going to happen. And he also says that we can be destroyed every moment by a new ice age. But he doesn't know the principle of a pole shift.
I have to say that I think at this point we have to talk about the message that we got from this person whose name we can't release. This is quite interesting, Patrick. We need to tell you about this. In October 2007, we were contacted by somebody whose name we recognized. And it was just a little message. We often get them. It's like, I love your website, you're doing good work.
Yeah.
We often get messages. I'm sure you get that the
yeah.
same. And the
No. I get bad messages.
I wonder
yeah,
why.
I'm sure.
You fucked my life up.
Okay. Okay, well, we got a nice message. It was just one line from this guy.
Yeah.
And he signed his name, and I recognized the name, but it was quite a common name.
Yeah.
And I thought, is this who I think it might be? And this is somebody whose name you would recognize too. And this is an American guy. He's a very well-known scientist. And I wrote back to him and saying, are you who I think you are?
Yeah.
And he wrote back and said, well, actually, yes, I am. And he confirmed who he was. And in the meantime, we checked out his email address and his IP. This is the same guy. And I asked him, what do you know about what might be happening in the next few years? Because that was a time in October 2007, we were asking anybody that question if they knew
yeah.
something. We were starting to get really interested. And he said, I have got some bad news and I don't like to be somebody who communicates bad news, but I can tell you this. He said there will be three events: a corona mass ejection, a magnetic pole reversal, and then finally a pole shift. He said that. That's what he said.
He said that.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. He said that. And then he said, I'm sorry, I cannot say any more. He's working with the top secret security clearance for the Department of Homeland Security.
Yeah.
In America. And what's a rocket scientist doing working for the Department of Homeland Security? This is a brilliant man. He says he's done the calculations and he says there's just very... He said, his exact words were, we're going to be in for a very tough time. And then he apologized for not being able to say more. He said that we were the first people he communicated with outside of the national security community for several years. Now, I thought he was talking about three separate events.
Yeah.
And now what I hear you saying is that these three things are interrelated.
Yes.
Bang, bang, bang.
Bang, bang, bang.
And that's making me feel very strange right now.
Yeah, right. Now, I'm very
yeah.
surprised that
yeah.
know this
yeah.
because this theory that I have discovered,
yeah.
I only published that in my books.
Yeah. Off
yes,
record.
But your books would be read by these people. When
that
did you
is
publish,
possible.
When did you publish this? The first time?
Yes, but then...
That's just what we got. Off record, maybe we can tell you who this person is, but to protect him.
Yes.
It's very, very important.
Well,
you don't have to protect him anymore because I will be explaining on History Channel and NBC mm. that they knew a theory mm. about the sunspot cycle, and everybody can take the theory from my website.
Is it possible they go down into the labyrinth and that you find out there's something different, there's something wrong with your theory?
No, there is nothing wrong. Theory is absolutely right. It has been proven right by one of the most brilliant mathematicians in the world. The sunspot cycle theory that I discovered from in the book of the Dresden Codex of the Maya.
So you're looking in the labyrinth and you expect to get some kind of validation for something in the labyrinth.
Yes.
That's going to validate your entire theory.
Absolutely. We will find artifacts from the previous civilization, and we expect also to find things there that we don't believe they had.
Do you have a name of that society that you think was the original advanced civilization?
Well, it is called Atlantis, the Atlanteans.
So you think it's Atlantis,
yes.
The information?
Yes, Ahamemta. Ahamemta, translated by Albert Schlossman.
Just out of interest, of curiosity, where do you believe that was?
I believe South Pole.
Oh, really?
Yes,
okay.
And that it went in one day under the ice.
That's what Rand Flemath and
yes,
Wilson
I
say.
Believe that
okay.
Theory is right.
Okay.
Because there is no other explanation, it was never found.
Mm-hmm.
And if you say that it went under the ice, then that gives the complete explanation.
Now, what Paul LaViolette says, and I don't have the information myself, we asked him the same question.
Yeah.
He says that the ice core samples from the South Pole are continuous. There's no period when there wasn't any ice. Is that correct?
No. His data is not so good. You have to read the book from Robert Felix better.
Okay.
And there are now new data from Greenland that confirm the ice ages.